If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Train yourself to be disciplined. Train yourself to be gritty. Train yourself to perform at a high level, regardless if it's the best day you ever had or it's the worst day ever had. People like that cannot be fucked with. They cannot be stopped.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline.
In order for something new to come, something old must go.
A lot of people wait for perfect conditions to start. Don't realize that starting is the perfect condition.
The easiest thing in life is to give up. The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to.
People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Life isn't fair at all. So what are you gonna do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was gonna miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now, and solely on me. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. It's up to you.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open.
It's the story, man.
Yeah.
We're all writing a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book?
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday, hate it's a Monday, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the f*** after it every daggone day.
I love the mentality that I'm defeating my competitors silently, but they don't even know it. They're out partying. I'm out here getting ahead.
When you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it, like you're all in on this thing. Most of these people end up doing what they say they're gonna do and being who they say they're gonna become.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do.
If you're gonna do it, do it. Say what you can do, do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out.
Astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average.
The ultimate lesson here is this. Everybody's on their own path. And I don't want to judge someone for wanting to be free and easy. I just want you to understand that there's a cost to that. And the cost that you're going to have to that isn't going to come until later. Most people need to shut the fuck up and focus on that version of themselves they want to become and actually be willing to become it. And that's what's ultimately going to create the fulfillment that you're looking for. It's not going to be your cold plunge. It's not going to be your morning routine. It's going to be the work that you fucking do to become that version of yourself that is the exact version that you know you're supposed to become and then being proud of it. That's what's going to create the fulfillment that you're searching for. And all of this other shit is just band-aid shit to try and fix something that you know is a real problem in yourself.
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit,
It rules out any chance of succeeding.
What the hell were y'all waiting for to start attacking life? Waiting for the fucking stars to align? Back when I was growing up, the song came out. All I need is a miracle. Well, guess what? That miracle ain't coming. There is no perfect time to start. You gotta start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we have this big old rucksack on the back. Had batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the shit you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it. Stay hard.
You know what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Deep down inside, I think everybody does. And a lot of people just don't go after it. You know, like most people start out, they say, I want to be a this, but I'm going to get that to make sure I have something to fall back on. Yeah. And what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure because you're going, there's a possibility that I'm going to fall back. And when you put that out there, then you fall back. But if you just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and you go do it, you usually get your stuff the way you want it, man.
Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, Benny will not understand, but you have to raise warriors.
What's the difference between a nice guy and a good man?
Yeah. Right about that in there, but a nice guy has, it's about, a nice guy gets along. Yeah, do that. Yeah, I'll do that. They don't necessarily have discernment or judgment, not sure what they stand for or stand against. It's like, yes, 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 sure. Yeah, hey. A good man has ideals that they stand for and they'll stand against, and when they're tested, a good man is not a nice guy.
Just doing it makes you do more. Like, do more hard shit makes you do more hard shit.
Yeah.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put in work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through.
You have to discipline yourself. That's why I often tell my clients, especially young people, they say, well, I don't know what to do. It's like, that's okay. Nobody does. Go do something. Do the best thing that you can think of. Put the best plan you have into practice. It's not going to be perfect, and it will change along the way. But it will change partly because you become disciplined pursuing the path. And as you become disciplined, you become wiser. And as you become wiser, you become able to formulate better and better plans.
As soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
I mean, I think it's a lot of it is mental. You know, if you want to do something and you want it that bad, you'll make sacrifices. There were times where I've been put in uncomfortable situations, but I've used my mental power, my mental strength to push through it. I think that's how you can look at any of the athletes in the world. I mean, Tiger, the guy has a busted knee and still comes and destroys the rest of the field. You know, that's the thing. It's like people don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes or the greatest athletes in the world do things when they're uncomfortable. You know, everybody can compete when they're feeling good, happy, excited, rested. But it's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore, not in the great mind, you know, not in the best mindset. And I think mental power that the greatest athletes have can push all the pain aside.
If you quit, it's really easy to predict your future. How's that feel? But if you don't quit, if you go for it with no proof, you can't quantify it. People are gonna call you crazy. Your friends are gonna look at you sideways. but you'll have the opportunity to play in the game and stop sitting on the sidelines. And you might fail for a while, and you might have to pay your success tax, and you might have to go through 7 failures, 9 failures, 12 failures. You might be sleepless at night wondering why the heck you're doing it. But on the other side of that, you get to see who you're meant to be, who God designed you to be, and tap into your full potential, and there's nothing better.
The world doesn't care what you did. It only cares what you're doing now.
You cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around.
You're going to go through this pain. You're going to go through the suffering. How are you going to choose to show up?
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Without the bad days, there would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome?
A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days. Through repetition, the things you don't want to do start to armor your mind. Because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. I kept picturing me falling down and getting up. I wanted to feel something besides defeat.
I'm a go-getter. I'm a winner, and I'm going to always find a way to come out on top, no matter what position you put me in.
Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed?
Bro, you got to f***ing stop. You got to stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. And that's how you do it. You go and get after it. You don't make any excuses.
I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
The hardest things are usually the best. If it's easy, leave it to somebody else.
To get anything of value, you have to sacrifice.
The confidence comes from preparation. When I prepare, I know what I'm capable of doing, I know what I'm comfortable doing, and I know what I'm not comfortable doing. All right? And so in those moments, if it looks like I'm ice cold or not nervous, it's because I've done it thousands of times before. So it's one more time.
The most important question that you have to ask yourself in life is, how badly do you want what you want? How badly do you want it? Or do you want it at all? You see, there's an awful lot of people who want an awful lot of things. But how badly do they want it? If you want it so badly, if you want it with tremendous intensity of desire, there's really nothing in the world that can stop you from getting it.
It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab.
Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
A lot of people wait for perfect conditions to start, but don't realize that starting is the perfect condition.
If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move.
Almost all of the people around you who have parts of their life that they're not happy about are kind of making a choice for it to be that way. That means that all of the things I don't like about me and I don't like about my life are my responsibility, because I can change it.
If you go visit the darkness that you've been running from, you'll have the opportunity to leave a better person.
Taking full accountability of your life with all of the deficiencies that you have may be the most painful thing that you do when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is my fault. But in saying, this is my fault, those are also the first two steps of progress, because it's my fault, not anyone else's, which means it's my responsibility and my action that can change that.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you've built a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. If you've made the right decisions, they're not easy, are they? It's uphill. And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. You've never talked to a successful person and said, how did you get to the top of the mountain? And then look at you and say, I have no idea. If they're at the top of the mountain, they know how they got there, because they had to have effort. It took energy. It took time.
In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You failed a test in school, you worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it, move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
If you want to be really great at something, yeah, you kind of have to be out of your fucking mind, but you also have to have an iron will.
Everyone does a few reps when the burn starts and they stop. No one goes the extra mile. It keeps going. The thing about traffic jams, guys, there are no traffic jams in the last mile of the race. It's just you in the shadow. In the beginning, everybody's there. All the pretenders and the contenders, they're all there. But the last yard of life, the last mile of the journey, ain't nobody but you in your shadow. Traffic jams don't exist that far.
You can make a million excuses why you didn't get that raise, why you didn't take that leap of faith. You can make a million excuses, but you know deep down inside, and consciousness is eating away at you, that it's an excuse. It's not a reason. It's an excuse. Stop making excuses. And when you stop making excuses, the only alternative is then results.
You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. Nothing is acceptable but your best.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen, mm-hmm, right? So the only thing that you can do is have some chosen suffering to prepare for it.
Do something that sucks every day.
I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk?
Don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
The more you do right, the more you can do. So if you're working hard at something and you're starting to feel like it's getting a bit too much, the pressure's a bit too much, you carry on doing it, you're going to come out of it. It's not like you're just going to end. Nothing ends. You just figure out different ways to actually make it successful, or something will work and you'll be like, oh, then your energy goes back up.
I go to all these conventions, speak all the time. I look in the audience and these people sign up and every year go to convention thinking they're going to learn something different. No, you're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write.
I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough. People that have no problem showing up to the gym are the people that want to be there.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
How do I finish what I start? I get 2 weeks into it, and then I stop. Well, this is the thing about it. People forget one thing about me. I used to be you. I used to be a fat guy, a guy that didn't care much, a guy that got D's and F's in school, a guy that blamed other people, a guy that was under mediocre. I wasn't even average. So this is the thing about it. I'm going to tell you what people don't want to tell you. Why you stop is because you're lazy. It's because you don't mind getting bad grades in school. It doesn't bother you enough to be mediocre, to be average, to sit around and watch people do great things. You don't mind it. So there's your answer. Your answer is you don't care enough about yourself, so you don't stay in the fight.
If you want to be excellent and you want to build something huge and you want to have a big life and you want to make a lot of money, you better set some big goals and follow it up with some big actions.
And I think a lot of it is coming down to making sure that you take the few precious seconds that we have to do the few things that are worth doing for the rest of your life. Every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter.
Just keep stacking days.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. My coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
A lot of times we have this desire to point the blame finger externally, but wherever you point the finger of blame, power follows. And so whoever I blame for the life I have is the person who I give all the power over my existence, over my circumstances. And so it hurts, but if you turn the finger inwards and you start saying, I don't like my life. The person that I need to punish or get back at is the real person who got me here, which is me. And so you may be right that other people did certain things or you got dealt a bad hand. It also doesn't matter because the only thing that you can't control is obviously the actions that you take. And the only person who's in control of that is you.
It's this magical thing, purpose that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself.
The greatest achievement of somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they've hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained. Most people don't have a plan. Without a plan of your own life, you become the plan of someone else's life. You're not running the day. The day's running you.
Do you know the expression, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war?
Right.
No one fought in my family that, or even through my friends or through my mom and dad's friends, whoever was around us, no one thought that we'd ever be anything. No one thought that like our art could sell and we could make money that way and we could build careers that way.
What is the starting point?
One step at a time. Whether it's 10,000 steps or doing even a 20-minute workout, that's all people need to do to change. Because you'll start seeing results regardless of what position you're in right now. If you can just keep increasing incrementally what you're doing in terms of fitness or your business or however you like your sleep, whatever it is that you feel is not right, you'll see the change over time. It comes and it takes a long time. It takes a really long time, but it happens.
A moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory.
Now fear is going to be a player in your life.
But you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
Nelson Mandela said, "There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living." I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything except my faith. I want to fall forward.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is gonna call you on that opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. If you lose, at least you tried, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said what if, because what if never went to the arena.
And whenever I fail at something, people always say, man, how do you handle failure, man? I fail a lot, dude. But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. Just think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head.
When you get your mind and body in sync with each other, you're unstoppable. You have a confidence that can tear down all the walls and all the fears of your life.
You're not as good as Magic Johnson. You're not as good as Larry Bird. You're good, but you're not as good as those guys. You know, I had to listen to all this, and that put so much wool on that fire that it kept me each and every day trying to get better as a basketball player.
Focus on what you can control. Focus on what you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does.
You have to build yourself into someone who can continue to execute regardless of what's happening around you.
So what keeps me going? I've quit several things. I know what's on the back end of fucking quitting. It's a lifetime of thinking about why the fuck did I do that.
So I'm here to tell you that it will take longer. It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life.
Because it's not about what you want, it's about what's required. And whether that's your best or not is irrelevant. It's just there's a price tag and you gotta be willing to pay for it or you don't get the thing. And a lot of times it's not what you want.
We can either be hard on ourselves, we can either train ourselves, we can either put ourselves through hell, or we can let the world do it.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
If you're in your 20s, do all of that. Work day and night.
Really?
Do as many things, learn as much as you can, fail as often as possible.
What about work-life balance in your 20s?
Fuck it. Because that's the time to put in the hard work. Your work-life balance actually comes out later.
You just gotta grind.
Yeah.
I feel like this next generation that's coming up, and I don't mean to smash all of them, but they seem like a bunch of pussies to me, you know? So because of that, there's never been more opportunity than there is right now. If you're a fucking savage and you get out there and you grind hard and you want it bad enough, you can run all these guys over.
Nobody else at the moment has the power to change you unless you have that initial spark and say, I must do something. I don't want this anymore.
No one cheers you for not drinking for a day, not smoking on a long drive, or not overeating for one night. No single workout or meal is ever impressive on its own. The reason so few people understand success is consistency never looks impressive in the moment, only at the end.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out. knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
You have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
You can't fake bravery. Because if you do a thing in spite of being scared of doing the thing, that is bravery. Right? There's no such thing as fake bravery. Like you just, if you do the thing and you're scared, that's bravery.
You have all these voices that are telling you you're f***ed up and this is gonna be hard. But for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not gonna f***ing make it and still be able to f***ing make it. Because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process. It's such a daunting task that all the voices are saying no. But you still have the conviction that I know I can do this.
Effort, dedication, work hard, because the talent is not enough anymore. And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
If you can't sit still, ignore notifications, and focus on one task for 8 hours straight, never expect to build anything great.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. Success and achievement come from overcoming adversity.